Now, Brother Danny Plummer from the Hay River Congregation will handle the next part of this symposium. Have love among yourselves, repudiate pride and indecency.
Jehovah God, the Most High, the universal sovereign and the King of eternity is humble. Could that possibly be so? Can it truthfully be said that Jehovah is humble? After all, we are talking about the highest personage in the universe, the one who has created all things. Well, let's go to Psalms chapter 113. And we'll find the answer to that. Psalms 113, verses 4 through 7. Jehovah is high above all the nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like Jehovah our God, the one who dwells on high? He stoops down to look on heaven and earth, raising the lowly from the dust. He lifts up the poor from the ash heap. So he is not only above all the nations, but he is above the heavens. And when you look upon that starry night, when that whole sky above you is filled with his creation, he is even above that. But notice these two words, stoops down in verse 6. Would that not suggest coming down from one's rank or dignity in dealing with the inferior? But not only does he look on or take notice of what happens on the earth, but he raises up the lowly and lifts up the poor, even from the heap. Or possibly, as it says in the footnote to verse 7, the garbage dump. Would you see the rulers of today ever stoop low to pick something up from the gutter? But Jehovah our God, he stoops down to pull us from the mire of this world into a relationship with him. Tell me, that's not humility. But not only does he stoop down to pick us up, but he allows us, to build a relationship with him. But in order for this drawing close to him, this relationship builder, he had to do one more thing. He had to send his son, his chief angel, to die a terrible death, to suffer in agonizing pain and torture. He had to watch his son die in agonizing pain and torture. That is so sad. Tell me that's not being humble. Tell me Jehovah has not gone to such great lengths if he were proud. Jehovah is free of every trace of pride, and he never, ever acts indecently. Well, even Jesus, he also set the pattern for us. And since he is humble, he never exceeded not once his authority during his earthly ministry. Even on one occasion during the final days of his ministry, the mother of Jesus' close disciples, James and John, came to Jesus. Well, let's read that account at Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 to 23. Once again, that's Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 to 23. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached him with her sons, doing obeisance and asking for something from him. He said to her, "What do you want?" She replied to him, "Give the word that these two sons of mine may sit down, one at your right hand and one at your left, in your kingdom." Jesus answered, "You do not know what you're asking for. Can you drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He said to them, "You will indeed drink my cup, but to sit down at my right hand and at my left is not mine to give, but it belongs to those for whom it has been prepared for by my Father. Well, do you notice she did obeisance, which is some form of bowing or some form of submission, which demonstrated she recognized that he had authority. What? Then do you notice those words that she said, give the word? Well, what does that suggest? Well, that suggests you can make it happen. You can give the word and it will be done. Use your authority. But notice those words too that she used, your kingdom. Would that not sound flattering to a prideful person and would move such a person to assert authority he or she did not possess? But look at Jesus, how he comes back with these words. So loving, so humble. He says, not mine to give. What does that show about our humble King? Well, he recognized the limits of his authority and never did he try to overstep it. And that would prevent him from acting indecently. So it wasn't until Jesus was made head of the congregation did he exercise that level of authority reflected in the first three chapters of the book of Revelation. And aren't we not glad how he reflects that authority in our congregations today? Look at what his kingship has done for all of us. And now he has even greater authority. But think about this. Think about this king, our king, always humbly submits to Jehovah's sovereignty. And is that not a pattern for us to submit to or to even imitate Jehovah and Jesus? Even those words, have love among yourselves. Look at the bond here today that unites us. This bond that unites true Christians is a combination of family love and affection to true friends, with all relationships governed by love based on what? Bible principles. The Christian congregation, it's not a social club or a secular organization, but a close-knit family united in the worship of Jehovah God. We call our fellow believers brothers and sisters, and we view them that way. They are part of our spiritual family, and we love them as friends, and we will always behave toward them in harmony with Bible principles. So therefore, we want to avoid acting with pride and indecency among our brothers and our sisters, our wives and our husbands, parents, and even elders. They have a measure of authority. Striving to be lowly in heart, the opposite of prideful, will prevent one from acting outside of his or her level of authority. Wives are subject to husbands, Christian men to elders, elders to organizational representatives and arrangements. Well, let's look in on a demonstration. And in this demonstration, see if you can detect whether the coordinator of the body of elders imitates Jesus in being lowly in heart.
Brother Harris, do you have a moment?
Sure, Faye. How can we help you?
Well, you probably heard by now. David and I got engaged this past weekend.
We heard. Congratulations. We're so happy for both of you.
Thanks so much. And since this is where I grew up, it would mean a lot to us if we could get married in this Kingdom Hall. So we were hoping, since you're the coordinator of the body of elders, you'd be able to let us know, today, if we can use the hall. Then David and I can start working on our wedding invitations. David asked me to give you this letter, making our official request.
Okay. Let's take a look. Oh, yeah. This is a good letter. This gives me all the information I need. And, Faye, I can't imagine you getting married anywhere else. You can count on the Kingdom Hall. And I'll let the elders know I've already given my approval, but let David know we're looking forward to your big day.
Thanks so much, Brother Harris. I knew you'd come through for me.
Do you think that elder might have proudly overstepped his authority? Well, in the next demonstration, we're going to watch the same brother, but handle the same situation with humility.
Brother Harris, do you have a moment?
Sure, Faye. How can we help you?
Well, you probably heard by now. David and I got engaged this past weekend.
We heard. Congratulations. We're so happy for both of you.
Thanks so much. And since this is where I grew up, it would mean a lot to us if we could get married in this Kingdom Hall. So we were hoping, since you're the coordinator of the body of elders, you'd be able to let us know, today, if we can use the hall. Then David and I can start working on our wedding invitations. David asked me to give you this letter, making our official request.
Okay. Yes, this is a good letter. This has all the information that we need. I'm going to check with the other elders, and we're going to discuss it. Then we'll get right back to you.
Oh, you mean you can't tell me right now? I thought since you're the coordinator, you'd have the authority to, you know...
I understand. But there is a theocratic arrangement that we all have to follow, even the elders. And the arrangement is for the entire service committee to discuss this, consider the matter thoroughly, and before any approval is given. So I don't have the authority to make a decision on my own.
Of course, that makes sense. I understand.
But don't worry, Faye. We're going to get on this as soon as possible. Then you can move forward with your wedding plans.
Thank you so much, Brother Harris. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All of us need to imitate Jesus in being humbly exercising authority within prescribed limits. So let us continue to avoid acting with pride and indecency and to cultivate humility.